Storrs Center at the University of Connecticut has been full of 50 different cafes, restaurants, and other stores from the time it opened up in September 2013. But the center has never had a restaurant that serves strictly crepes. As of last Wednesday, though, this is no longer the case. The new store, Farmhouse Crepes, is open for business and has more than a dozen different types of crepes from which to choose. Store owner Taj Anthony Jean is not only running a business for the first time, but he's also still a junior at UConn. Jean says his childhood experience is a major reason why he's selling crepes.
I love crepes. I've been making it since for my Mother's Day, since I was 12. So that's how the crepes came about, because at first it was a pancake waffle place, and I was like, you know what? I love crepes. I think everybody else would like crepes too.
Before starting his own business, Gene played for 2 years on the UConn football team. He says he retired from the sport he loves so he could focus on managing the store. Gene says he started thinking about opening the store in April. Then he planned the project over the next few months.
I always thought there should be a pancake or a waffle place. And I saw this spot open, and I was like, hey, talk to my family about it. They're like, I got your back if you want to do it. And they supported me the whole way.
Gene has changed from the full-time commitment of Division I sports to the full-time commitment of running a business and going to college. In his position, he brings in new staff, monitors daily operations, and also controls the company's social media. When he's not managing Farmhouse Crepes, Gene is in the UConn School of Business, where he studies management information systems. The major focus is on creative solutions, management, and better technology strategies in areas like accounting, finance, and marketing. As part of his education, Gene learned skills such as spreadsheet modeling, database management, and website design, in addition to others. Gene will turn 20 years old at the end of the month, which makes him surprisingly young for his position. A June 2016 study by Babson College says that only about 16% of small business owners in the U.S. are younger than 35 years old. Although Gene is young compared to the average small business owner, he says he gets help from an experienced mentor.
I like food because we get to create something new every single day. Like, we can have a crepe of the day every day, depending on what the season yields.
Frank Lepre is a chef and business consultant who advises Gene about how to manage the restaurant. Lepre also helps train new employees. Lepre graduated from the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York, and he also has decades of culinary experience from many places.
I've been doing it 30 years. I've been an executive chef from New York City to the French restaurant downtown in Hartford, Pastis, to a country club, to having my own restaurants. We actually had three of them.
Lepre and his wife Debbie currently co-own the Trattoria de Lepre in Ellington, Connecticut. When talking about food, Lepre says he prefers to buy ingredients locally. He says Farmhouse Crepes gets fresh produce from the same farm that his own restaurant uses. The farm is called Hop Top Organic Tillage in Stafford Springs, Connecticut. From there, Farmhouse Crepes gets fresh ingredients that include mushrooms, peppers, onions, lettuce, tomatoes, and others depending on the growing seasons.
Yeah, but we try to use all local. As much local as we can possibly use, we use. Only because that's what our name specifies, is Farmhouse. We want to be the freshest, we want to have the freshest ingredients as possible.
For his restaurant staff, Gene has hired mostly students. Most of them are from UConn, but some are from the E.O. Smith High School in Mansfield. Kala Dully is a sophomore at UConn, and he's one of Gene's student employees.
Most important thing I'm hoping out of this is the experience I'm going to get out of it. I want to be.
Although he's new to the store, he says he's far from new to baking crepes. Before he moved to Connecticut last year, Dully lived in Lubbock, Texas. There, he says he worked many hours at La Madeleine French Bakery and Cafe chain store. Dully explains how he went from doing small tasks to being one of the top employees.
So I started out as just a busboy, right? Went up the ranks, and I was doing everything at the end. I was making cakes, I was making croissants, I was making everything. I did prep, bakery, saute, everything, literally. I did salads, sandwiches, all that. Anything you can think of there, I did it.
Dully studies mechanical engineering, but says he's considering a double major in business. He says that no matter what, you need business on the side. He says this is because he believes in always having a backup plan. Dully says he thinks the business model at Farmhouse Crepes is unique, not just because it sells crepes, but instead it's unique because its entire platform is based on crepes.
The idea of crepes, that's unique. Like, you hear places having crepes, but this is just a crepe-only place.
Another important aspect of the restaurant's model is an emphasis on giving back. Gene says a big percentage of profits will go toward feeding the poor. However, he says he doesn't know the exact percent just yet.
When I was little, I always wanted to give back to people. Like growing up in New York, going to the city, seeing people homeless on the streets, always give them a dollar, or like I actually brought sometimes buy them food so they don't use my money for elsewhere.
The Farmhouse Crepes menu has gluten-free options and doesn't include nuts. There's also a create-your-own crepe option. Gene says he made up the store name when he was walking his dog near Horse Barn Hill and thought of the farmhouse theme. He says he's looking forward to sharing his product with the Yukon community.
I'm just excited to see people's reaction on how you make a crepe and bring it, introduce it into stores.
For WHUS News, I'm Darden Livesay.